Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So round of 32 looking for its first Sweet 16 appearance in this modern format. Today it's champion from the OVC, the Belmont Bruins, 21-5, a 12th seed, but they've already sent 5th-seeded Gonzaga home. Defense dialed in big time, huh, for Terry Morin's crew the other night against VCU, only 15 second-half points. Good old Hoosier defense imposing the will to turn up pressure when it's needed. And it's been the rule rather than the exception, as Coach Terry was saying.
We hang our hat on the defensive end, and you know, we're going to be very disciplined. My staff, they do a tremendous job of preparation and making sure that our players are ready. And our goals, there's no surprises when we step on the floor, what a team might do, tendencies, actions, and we rep it. We have a bunch of smart players as well with high IQs that helps. We talk always about imposing our will.
You best believe, and should the victory come later tonight, well, it'll be the 6th consecutive season for a 20-win season, continuing the longest streak in program history. Hoosiers and Bruins tonight, 5 o'clock tip, ESPNU. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, a big blow to the depth of the quarterback spot in the Tom Allen camp, what with freshman QB Dexter Williams out with that torn ACL surgery in a couple of weeks. Michael Penix still on the mend. Hopefully, you know, he'll be ready to go come fall. Jack Tuttle is right there taking the majority of the snaps, although there's some walk-ons that are competing as well. But, you know, I watched firsthand Lawrence Norris, Donovan McCulley help take out the South Basketball Panthers in that semi-state disappointment in Seymour. McCulley, of course, the All-State quarterback in the IU football picture this fall as he adds to the depth. And as Coach Tom was telling us on Zoom, I mean, it definitely now increases the need for him to come in and, well, be ready to go.
I have full confidence that he will, and excited for him and his opportunity. While you go out and recruit a full room full of guys that are bought in and doing the little things right. So, you know, Jack's obviously took a bunch of reps and doing a really good job this spring, and that has to continue.
Any question about that, and you just cannot have enough depth. Our thought for the day, you know, progress takes discipline and courage, but the result will be worth it. Pacers tonight against Detroit, tip off 6:30 from Bankers Life. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.